start your day, this whole week. Rabbi Yaakov, Yehoshua, Duna.
I was in Eretz Yisrael over the weekend. And like always, when you come back from Eretz Yisrael, come back in with a Moedike Chizik, in Torah, in Tefillah, the Torah, in Torah, in Moedike Eretz Yisrael, see Tamid Chachomim, Uvokim, Tamid Chachomim, who know, speak to them all over in Shas, Bikim, Baalocha. I met somebody in the street over there, he told me that he was friendly with the Prime Kaiser. He said he was once walking in the street, Nechov Sarotskin, together with Chaim Kaiser, 3 years before Chaim Kaiser was Nifta. And somebody who had made, some family, some Mishpoch of Reb Chaim, who had made Chasna, came over to him, was a bit upset why he hadn't attended, why Reb Chaim hadn't joined in the Chasna. So Reb Chaim told him, as in Chazal state, Teisa state, that in order to be Mishtatev Pesuda Simcha, the Gemara says that some 10 people, Asara, or Shiva, Gemara says 7 people are Menudin Lashemaim, and one of them, the Gemara says, in Psochim, is somebody who's not Mishtatif in the Sudas Mitzvah. But Taisa says, what's a Sudas Mitzvah? Sudas Mitzvah means that Sudas Nisuim B'Tamut Chochim. If the Tamut Chochim, if the Chosin's the Tamut Chochim. So Chaim Kaiser said, I don't know the Chosin. And not knowing the Chosin, perhaps the Chosin's not Tamut Chochim, actually I wasn't Mukhiv to be Mishtatif in the Simcha. So the person who had invited Reb Chaim got a bit offended, took it badly. Reb Chaim was saying the chosin wasn't of standard, it wasn't of tamid chochem. So Reb Chaim rectified, corrected himself, and said, "No, I didn't mean that. He said, I'm a rov in Antwerp, and in Antwerp, when I get invited to go to the chasna, so I'm always the one who's mesadik kedushin. And even then, I only go half an hour to the chasna. Over here, even the strict mishpocha, they didn't even send an invitation. I didn't feel a need, a necessity to join in the chasna." So the person who was there together with the Prime Kreisvit said, you could have given a better teretz. You could have said that Tosis says that you only mechuv to be mishtatif in a Sudas Mitzvah if all the people over there are noshim mulgonim. People are mulgonim means they're medaktik be mitzvahs. So Prime says, no. Shtazat Tosis. Shtazat Tosis. So the person who was there challenged the Prime. He says, well, Shtazat Tosis. Tosis m'sochim kufi yudalad amadalif says it. The Prime says, Shtazat Tosis. Shtazat Tosis. I'll tell you what, Prime. I've got 500 euro on me. That's all I have. All the money I have, I'll give you if you show me the stasis. So the person was walking along Sarotsky and he said, you know what? We're passing Be'er Shmuel. Let's go down the stairs. Let's go into this medrashah. Take out the Gemara and I'll show you the stasis. Chaim says, no, I can't go down. He says, you know what? I'll go out and I'll bring you Gemara. He went out, brought the Gemara to Reb Chaim and showed Reb Chaim as Eshit and stasis says, and Kufi Dalim Dal for Inaloshim Gonim. Reb Chaim took the 500 euro and gave him straight away over to that man. He said, the 500 euro doesn't bother me. I guess in the stasis, me and Chabz Hashem felt it. And had Moedik Akmas Nefesh, as you forget, in Atesis. Eid, in his later years, was happy to give it a 500 euro. That didn't bother him. I'm forgetting Atesis. Mises from Torah, Mises from the Tefillah over there. I want to just share, before we start today's Shia, the Chesed. A person, Amol does a Chesed, a Mises Chesed. One doesn't realize, doesn't appreciate, when at the receiving end, that one knows what it means to receive Chesed. I was there in B'nai Barak on Friday, and I was in a rented car. And I'd gone into somebody's house and the car didn't start. The battery didn't, the engine didn't start. I came back out. It was 1 o'clock, 1:30. Shabbos was in Yerushalayim, 5:30. I had to get across to Yerushalayim. And I was stuck over there trying to get the engine going and it wasn't starting. So I called up the company where it was rented from over here. They told me, oh, but Shalosh Ot, we'll send you something. I said, oh, Shalosh Ot, Shalosh Ot is ready Shabbos and to get moving over here. To repair it straight away. There's nobody over here. You have to wait 3 hours. Somebody was passing by in the street. A passing by, a person, I don't even know who it was, he disappeared afterwards, and stood there 20 minutes, 25 minutes of his time, trying to stop cars, trying to get a lead, and that's all. In Ivrit, it's called Mekablim. Yeshecha Mekablim, Enecha Mekablim. Gave up his time, and then Alti Yid came across, together with leads. He got the car starting, and I said, gave it back to him. He said, how are you going to get back to Yerushalayim? I said, I'll keep the engine going. He came back later, he said, you know what? I don't want you to be stuck before Shabbos. Take these leaves over here. I said, I'm not going back. I'm not coming back to Bnei Brak. I'm going back to Chutzlitz. He said, take them with you. Leave them behind over here. If you don't manage to get them back to me, give them 100 shekel. I'm all a person does a ma'aser chesed. Don't realize when you're at the receiving end, for the person going by, he thinks that I clean a ma'aser. You're at the receiving end. Yid, Yisrael, Kedoshim, Heim, Moedik, Chosim. So I have to share three short zachen, and then Mishra will get going with the shiur today. I heard whilst I was there in Eretz Yisrael about chesed. A person doesn't appreciate the chesed, but how much a chesed does for a person. Ein zach is, somebody told me over, a tithe from Rabban Leib, the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, that on Bnei Eli was a gzera, that they should die young. And in the Gemara's Medayik from the Pasuk, that Latzadas, they did chesed, that would be a reason for them to be able to live longer. And the Gemara says, an afternoon between Rava and Abaya, they were both children of Eli. Rava hadn't learned Torah without chesed, only lived for 40 years, and Abaya, who was a descendant of Eli, but because he did Torah together with chesed, was able to live for 80 years. 60 years. And we ask him, they ask Rabban Leib, he doesn't understand. We know that Torah is the most important thing that keeps the Bria going. And if a person does Torah, what do you think Rava was doing whilst in the time of not doing Chesed? He was sitting here learning Torah. So he was doing grain of Torah on Chesed. Torah is the guest of the Zach and the Bria. The main thing to keep the Bria Olam, to keep well going is Torah. So he did Torah. So Torah was even better than Chesed. She's also doing Mizrecha as if he did Torah together with Chesed. Right, so he said, Rabban Leib touched, he said, if a person buys a kilo of meat, what's worth more? A kilo of meat or a kilo of water? So he said, Avada, a kilo of meat is worth much more than water. But if a person has a kilo of meat without water, it doesn't cook bichlal. In order to be able to cook meat, the raw piece of meat, you can't do anything with it. It's worth something, but you need water with it in order, you should be able to use it in order to be able to utilize and use the meat. He says, Torah is amoy de kizach, but Torah together with chesed, in order to make sure they should be able to work and use the Torah, it needs to be Torah together with chesed. Abaya did Torah together with chesed. Torah together with chesed is andra zach. One meiser. Another thing I heard in Eretz Yisrael, amoy de kizach from Rabbi Shlomo Zalman. Somebody told me over that Rabbi Shlomo Zalman was approached by a lady, or couple perhaps, were waiting for 10 years after the chasna, and they weren't yet benched with children. They went over to Rabbi Shlomo Zalman. Rabbi Shlomo Zalman said, as the Ribbono Shel Olam is garnish shuldig, the Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't owe you anything. After hearing that, the lady burst out crying, come to Rabbi Shlomo Zalman in order that he should feel mit the tzara, in order to get a bracha for Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, and that's all he had to tell them, as the Ribbono Shel Olam is garnish shuldig. So Rabbi Shlomo Zalman saw that this lady was crying, and Rabbi Shlomo Zalman explained himself. He said, the Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't owe you anything, but you ask the Ribbono Shel Olam, he should be mative to you, who should give you something extra. In order to ask the Ribbono Shel Olam to be mative to you, you have to do something extra to the Ribbono Shel Olam. You want extra chasadim for the Ribbono Shel Olam, you have to do first something extra, something out of the norm, an extra ma'aser chesed, and then the Ribbono Shel Olam kilu will reciprocate and give back to you the chesed that you do. Start the chesed, and that person taka started to distribute meals to needy people, and b'zeicha 9 months later to a ma'aser chesed. That person thinks I'm all b'zeicha zayn chesed, but better the Ribbono Shel Olam for chesed. But manish gebt chesed, he's the biggest makabel. He gets the chesed back from the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's ein ma'aser. And the third thing, I met the son-in-law. All on chasadim, I'm all a person here, so much chasadim has to be more a person, taka to go out one's way to do chasadim. I met the son-in-law of Rav Chaim Kinevsky, Rav Epstein, and he defined it Talmud Chochem. He said over from Beshveh, from Rav Chaim, that Rav Chaim said over from Rav Moshe Shua Landau, not from the Hechshe Landau in Bnei Brak, but he, the Talmud Chochem, Yehudike, he used to drezach by the Chazanish. He used to go across sometimes from Yerushalayim to the Chazanish, and people knew that he was friendly with the Chazanish, and therefore approached him to give him shailas. He's going again, kiss the chazanish, ask the chazanish this and this shaila. He was bombarded with shailas from people in Yerushalayim sending him things to the chazanish. And he asked the chazanish, to give up so much of my time instead of learning in order to bring across all the shailas. I come across to you, the chazanish. I'm coming to ask you things that are going to further enhance my learning. Or it's time to bring other people's things across to Bnei Brak. I'm not mukhiv to give up so much time. And the Chazanish said, as let's wissen, as Torah is nishkin chochma. Torah is a neshama. The more one does chesed, the more enhances the neshama in order to be able to learn. A person, retzachayin amol, as matut chasodim, you can lose out from it. Rav Shlomo Zalman zog, the b'nei shleilim b'zachikon reshuldik. As we see in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah from the Bnei Eli, Torah im chesed, v'Rabban Leib said, as it's koch zichno, zusammen, together with chasodim, and as Rabbi Chaim said, this is the neshama. The person is mechazik in chesed. I don't know who this person in Bnei Brak is to thank him for his chesed, but was mekenton, is uplearning from Zamaisim Tovim. A person does a chesed, it's always appreciated, and the Bnei Shalom salt up for the chesedim. The noisa today is a shaila, which is quite common. A person starts davening and he says, Hashem Sivasa Tiftoch, what dine tefillah, what dine of Shemana Esra, what's the chashivas of Hashem Sivasa Tiftoch at the beginning of davening? And how important is it or isn't it not to be mafsik after one starts Hashem Sivasa Tiftoch at the beginning of Shemana Esra? The mekoy of this din of Hashem Sivasa Tiftoch and its meaning, Klapa Shemana Esra, is the Gemara at the beginning of Brachas, the Gemara of Testament base. The Gemara says, Ezu Omar Rabbi Yechanan, Ezu ben Oylem Haba, Zeh Asoymich Geula Shel Avis, Letzvila Shel Avis. Somebody who Soymich Geula Letzvila, he's a ben Oylem Haba. And the Gemara asks, how does that stem together with another member of Rabbi Yechanan, which Rabbi Yechanan says that always at the beginning of Shemana Esra, a person starts with Hashem Sivasai Tiftoch, and he's Messiah Shemana Esra by saying Yul Rotzen. If you say Hashem Sivasai Tiftoch, so you're mafzik in the middle of your Shemana Esra. You've said Hashem Sivasai Tiftoch, so you're not being masmich anymore geula to tefillah. So how can you say Hashem Sivasai Tiftoch if it's so important to be masmich geula to tefillah? Says the Gemara that it's not going on tefillah shachris, it's going on tefillah arvis. Says the Gemara, it's also not true, but because tefillah arvis, we also see there was an inyan of being masmich geula to tefillah. Says the Gemara, two tirutzim. One tirutz of the Gemara is it's going on tefillah mincha. Mincha, we don't have any geula beforehand. We don't have the Goal Yisrael. Neither do we have Emunah and Ashkivenu before tefillah mariv. We go straight in for mincha. We go straight into Shemana Esra. So then that's when one's supposed to say Hashem Sosai Tiftach before mincha. That's one tirutz in the Gemara. And the second text of the Gemara, which is Negiah Fast today, the Gemara says that it's not a problem, it's not considered being mafsik by saying Hashem Sivasai Tiftoch before Shemana Esra, because it's Ketfila Arichta Damya. Like a person is in the middle of Shemana Esra, we don't say any part extra in Shemana Esra is a mafsik to Shemana Esra, because in the middle of davening Shemana Esra, so too Hashem Sivasai Tiftoch, now that Chazal made the Takana, that person should say Hashem Sivasai Tiftoch before davening, therefore it's considered as part of your Shemana Esra, and it's not considered that you were mafsik, you did something else in between your geula to your Shemana Esra, you've started your Shemana Esra by saying Hashem Sivasai Tiftoch. And the Gemara says, I bring you a raya for this concept, so the Gemara bring your raya, because in a person has to be masmich geula litfila, say geula next to Shemana Esra, and he says Ashkevenu. Ashkevenu Marv, why is that not a mafsik between his geula from the Emuna and the parts he say before Krishma to the Shemana Esra? Elomai, the reason is because it's a geula richter. Saying Ashkevenu is also in yonim of geula, and therefore it's not considered that you're mafsik between your geula and your Shemana Esra. So too, says the Gemara, saying Hashem Sivasai Tiftoch isn't considered a hefsek between your Geula and Shemana Esra, because your Shemana Esra starts already to Ketfila Arichta Damya. That's all the Gemara says, B'negeah to Hashem Sivasai Tiftoch. Boch Shem Le'olam is a Shaila. Tosfos asks the question about Boch Shem Le'olam. It's a Shaila what Tosfos, two Terutzim, either because it's got the same amount of brachos in Shemana Esra, which is exactly the same as a Shemana Esra, or it's a shaila to learn the first tetz of Tesis, where Tesis says, also it's not considered a mafsik. That Tesis means that because Chazal were masakin it, therefore anything you do isn't considered a hefsik, or the way it's mavun the Shulchan Aruch Rav comes out that you learned up Tesis, even other tetz of Tesis is also not being Yudches brachos, the same as Shemana Esra, but also something which is there to enhance your Shemana Esra, to make Shemana Esra a bit better, to bring out the better kavanah Shemana Esra, and therefore, heyos, you do it for your Shemana Esra, it's not considered a mafsik. That's all benegiah to Hashem Sivasai Tiftoch, that's part of your Shemana Esra, because it's part of your Shemana Esra, it's not considered a mafsik. Why one does it? The Rabbeinu Yonah explains over there in brachos, that Hashem Sivasai Tiftoch is saying that it's the same our tefillah as a korban, and even if a person doesn't have the perfect machshavas that one should have in Shemana Esra, but it should also be meratza the same way as a korban should be meratza. That's the truk in a din, the truk in a gemara, the way the facts the gemara puts down for us. Hashem Sivasai Tiftoch is part of Shemana Esra. Shemana Esra starts with Hashem Sivasai Tiftoch. Hashem Sivasai Tiftoch is the beginning of Shemana Esra. Now, what's the din if a person started Hashem Sivasai Tiftoch and he now decided that he'd rather not continue with the Shemana Esra? He started Hashem Sivasai Tiftoch, or as the case which somebody asked me recently, he was started Shemana Esra, he came into the Beis Medrash and he saw that the Minyan Ma'ariv had already started. He wasn't sure there was going to be another Minyan, and the halacha is, therefore, if the Tzibba davening Shemana Esra by Ma'ariv, you daven Shemana Esra together with the Tzibba, and the rest, the other parts of Ma'ariv, you mashlim afterwards. He came into the Beis Medrash, he saw the Tzibba started, we're about to daven Ma'ariv, Shemana Esra, he joined, He went back 3 steps and said, Hashem Sforzai Tiftoch. And afterwards, hear somebody clapping, goes, Ma'ariv, Ma'ariv, Ma'ariv. There's somebody who's organizing another minion there for Shemun Esra. He said, Red Hashem Sforzai Tiftoch. Is Hashem Sforzai Tiftoch the beginning of Shemun Esra that you're not allowed to do anything else afterwards? It's got all dinim of Shemun Esra. Or is Hashem Sforzai Tiftoch only that if you continue with your Shemun Esra after Hashem Sforzai Tiftoch, then we don't say Yom Shemun Esra started by Baruch Ata Hashem, and Hashem Sforzai Tiftoch was just an introduction. Yom Shemun Esra started when you said Hashem Sforzai Tiftoch, but not that it's got all dinim of Shemun Esra already when you said Hashem Sforzai Tiftoch. Clear cut question, is Hashem Sforzai Tiftoch? Chazal gave it, that's not considered a hefsek because you do it, Lotzeh Shemun Esra, but why that hasn't got dinim of Shemun Esra? Or has it got dinim of Shemun Esra? Just like a person's not allowed to be mafsik in the middle of Shemun Esra, after Hashem Sforzai Tiftoch, you can't be mafsik. Is a posuk. The posuk doesn't mean it's got shachas to Shemun Esra, but a posuk that Chazal said is Ketzvila Richter, when saying that posuk as an introduction to Shemun Esra, Chazal say it's not considered a masik because you start your Ketzvila Richter that's got dinim of the Shemun Esra. Now that's got the dinim of Shemun Esra, perhaps that means that Chazal say your Shemun Esra started from that posuk. The beginning of your Shemun Esra is from Hashem Sforzai Tiftoch. Pardon? No, I'm going to now. That's poshut. What happens if a person? The person's not allowed to be masik in the middle of Krishma. Middle of Kavaras El Mar Shemaim, you say Shema, that's it. You in the middle, you're not allowed to start. Certain dinim, when it's a sakona, the Mishnah says, when you aren't allowed to masik, but all dinim Krishma start from when a person starts saying Shema Yisrael. What happens if a person started Shema Yisrael? He's in the middle of a hafta, he's in the Bismedrash, he sees a good chav of his comes into the Bismedrash. He says, you know what? I'll stop my Krishma now. I'll say Shalom to my chav, and I'll restart my Krishma later. Why should I continue my Krishma now? I'll stop my Krishma. I'm not in the middle of my Krishma anymore. I said Krishma in order to be Yetzer the Mitzvah. If I'm starting to Kikoyu Bateri, I haven't got dinim of Krishma. I thought, I had in mind to start Krishma, but now that my chav is here, I'll stop my Krishma, and I'll go across to my chav. That's poshut, that you can't do that. Because being in the middle of Krishma means that I'm Makabal Ol Machu Shemaim. And you can't say now, I'm not doing Makabalos Ol Machu Shemaim anymore, and it hasn't got a taikiv, hasn't got Cheshivas of Krishma anymore, and now moved across to something else, and I'll do my Krishma later. That's what it means. Krishma means you Makabal Ol Machu Shemaim, and if you started your Krishma to Makabal Ol Machu Shemaim, then you can't stop it in the middle and change your mind, because you're in the middle of Kabbalah Ol Machu Shemaim. That's certain dinim, back, where you're allowed. You can't stop your Krishma. You're in the middle of Krishma, you've got your dinim. Certain hafsekis, you're allowed to do bimperik. That's what we get to Krishma. But perhaps, when a person says Hashem Sforzai Tiftoch, Hashem Sforzai Tiftoch isn't really Shemun Esra. When the Gemara said they made 19 brachas for Shemun Esra, it doesn't mean that the Shemun Esra is Hashem Sforzai Tiftoch. The Shemun Esra is the 19 brachas, and they added on something else in front of the Shemun Esra, which when you continue with your Shemun Esra, then it's got Chashivus Hashem Esra. But maybe now that I said Hashem Sforzai Tiftoch, and I've changed my mind, I see there's a minion for Ma'ariv in the room next door, maybe then I have got a right to stop my Shemun Esra and be mafsik and start Hashem Sforzai Tiftoch and another Shemun Esra later on. So the first person, the basic Shaila, is already the Bi'alocha discusses it. The Bi'alocha in Siman Kuf Yud Aleph, that's where the Alocha saw of a person being masmich kula litfila. Shulchan Aruch Siman Kuf Yud Aleph in Sif Beis says in Shulchan Aruch, the Shulchan Aruch says, they say you're not allowed to be mafsik between Gal Yisrael and Shemun Esra besides for the Pasuk Hashem Sforzai Tiftoch. Says the Bi'alocha. The Bi'alocha declares, what happens if a person started Shemun Esra and he didn't say Hashem Sforzai Tiftoch? He realized that he hasn't said Hashem Sforzai Tiftoch. Do you go back to say Hashem Sforzai Tiftoch? Or do you not go back to say Hashem Sforzai Tiftoch? How? Meaning, the Bi'alocha really declares the Shaila. The person has to say Shemun Esra, and saying Shemun Esra means that you say Shemun Esra together with Hashem Sforzai Tiftoch. Doesn't mean that Hashem Sforzai Tiftoch, according to Tekonas Chazal, is now mamish part of Shemun Esra. And if I say Shemun Esra and I miss out on Brocha, I have to go back to the beginning of Shemun Esra. So too, if I miss that Hashem Sforzai Tiftoch, it's ma'akiv in my Shemun Esra. Or is it something extra that Chazal says you should do, but it's not defined as part of the Ikka Shemun Esra? Be'alocha declares about it. Be'alocha says that he would imagine then the halacha is, it's part of Chazal Masakin, it's part of Shemun Esra. Being part of Shemun Esra means it's ma'akif. And if a person didn't say Hashem Sforzai Tiftoch, you should go back to the beginning of Shemun Esra. However, says the Be'alocha, as we saw, the Gemara says in Brachas, the same way as Hashem Sforzai Tiftoch is not a hefsek to Shemun Esra, because Ketfila Richta Damya is considered a long Shemun Esra, the Gemara says Ashkevenu is not a mafsek between Geula and Tfila, because Ashkevenu is part of the long part of the Geula. Extend my Geula with Ashkevenu. Says the Bialoch, if a person misses the Ashkemen, it's Echonom Ma'akev in the Brichas Kirshma. Brichas Kirshma is Kirshma with, surrounded in front and afterwards by Brichas Kirshma, which are Brichas Geula, the Brachas after Kirshma. Nevertheless, if you don't say Ashkemen, it's not Ma'akev. It's the same as Ashkemen is not Ma'akev. For the Brichas Kirshma, says the Bialoch, Elachor Hashem Sfasa Tivtoch is not going to be Ma'akev for Shemoin Esra. That's all we have, the given facts in front of us, the Bialoch. Balocha cleared the shaila. If a person doesn't say Hashem Sfasa Tiftach, is it ma'akev in the Shemoin Esra? Says the Bialocha, I would imagine it is ma'akev. However, since the Gemara compares it to Ashkevenu, and Ashkevenu is ma'akev, Hashem Sfasa Tiftach so too isn't ma'akev. The Bialocha, we see his approach towards Hashem Sfasa Tiftach is that it's part of the Shemoin Esra. He brought Raya that's not ma'akev. Did that mean to say that his Raya is now, has no shaykhis to Shemoin Esra, it's just an introduction? Or does the Bialoch remain that it's part of the Shemoin Esra, but is ma'akev? No, it's not ma'akev, but still, we consider it as part of an integral part of Shemoin Esra, just like the 19 brachas. That is Shemoin Esra, Hashem Sfasa Tiftach is also part of Shemoin Esra. Years ago, I was walking in Yerushalayim, so I was walking together with the Talmud Chacham, somebody came up to the person I was walking with and said, you should know that I daven in a minyan, we daven nets every day, but not nets like everybody else that is rounded off by the minute. I daven in a minyan of nets that worked out exactly where our Bismedish is, split into seconds, and we start Shemoin Esra, not a rounded off minute, and exactly where the second nets is in the place where our Bismedish is. So the person I was with asked the Stambach, what do you start with Shemoin Esra? In that second, when you start Shemoin Esra, do you start Hashem Sfasa Tiftach? Or do you start your Baruch Atah Hashem? And the person started mumbling and fumbling, he never thought about it. Hashem Sfasa Tiftach or Baruch Atah Hashem? No, probably Hashem Sfasa Tiftach. No, probably it's Baruch Atah Hashem. Wasn't sure himself what he did, where he started in Shemoin Esra. The Shaila really depends on this Bialocha. What is Hashem Sfasa Tiftach? Is Hashem Sfasa Tiftach the tefillah itself? Or is Hashem Sfasa Tiftach only introduction for the Shemoin Esra? It's going to get to lots of halachas. There's a halachas if a person isn't allowed to do, not allowed to be mafaik, lots of halachas a person wins, a person's not allowed to make, a person's hiccups, a person has to be careful for, a person's in Shemoin Esra has to be careful. What's the halacha when a person says Hashem Sfasa Tiftach? Have you started your Shemoin Esra or haven't you started your Shemoin Esra? If Hashem Sfasa Tiftach is part of the tefillah, it's the tefillah itself, then you got all the dinim of Shemoin Esra. Dinim of Shemoin Esra means that Hashem Sfasa Tiftach, I'm not allowed to do all the things which is also to do in Shemoin Esra. If it's an introduction to Shemoin Esra, then I'm allowed to do it when Hashem Sfasa Tiftach. Are you allowed to pass Kineget HaMispalel, something which is very shchiach? Somebody's davening in Shemoin Esra, are you allowed to go in front of him when he said Hashem Sfasa Tiftach? Is Hashem Sfasa Tiftach Shemoin Esra itself, or is Hashem Sfasa Tiftach introduction to Shemoin Esra? If Hashem Sfasa Tiftach is part of Shemoin Esra itself, though so mistaba, they say the Shechina comes when a person is mispalel. If Chazal said Hashem Sfasa Tiftach is the Shemoin Esra itself, so just like you're not allowed to go connected on mispalel when a person is in the middle of Shemoin Esra, when Hashem Sfasa Tiftach, if the Gedda Takana was your Shemoin Esra starts when you say Hashem Sfasa Tiftach, then you're not allowed to go connected on mispalel when he says Hashem Sfasa Tiftach. If the reason is that it's only an introduction, but it's not part of the Shemoin Esra itself, then perhaps you are. It only starts L'Choyer, the Shechina Kineged HaMispalel only comes when a person starts Shemoin Esra, not in Hashem Sfasa Tiftach, part of the Shemoin Esra. Mishabur says two reasons why you're not allowed to go Kineged HaMispalel. One reason says not to go Kineged HaMispalel is because the Shechina is Kineged him, and another reason Mishabur says is because you disturb the concentration of the person who's davening. Mishabur says the Nafkimin of a person puts a cover over his head, if the reason is you're disturbing the kavanah of the person who's davening, so he can't see you in any case, you're allowed to go past him. If the reason is connected to Shechina, even if he's got something in front of him, perhaps it's still also to go in front of him. If it's disturbing the kavanah of the person who's mispalel, we don't see that same chomer by going in front of somebody who's in the middle of saying Stama Brocha. And Shemoin Esra, the Kavanah is so important, then Chazal asked to go connected to mispalel because you're going to disturb his Kavanah when he's in the middle of Shemoin Esra. If Hashem Sfasa Tiftach is a chelik of Shemoin Esra, so you're not allowed to go for both reasons, both because you're going in front of the Shechina, and because you're disturbing the person's kavanah. He said Hashem Sfasa Tiftach, it's also to go in front of him in that stage. If Hashem Sfasa Tiftach is only something which is introduction to Shemoin Esra, not the Shemoin Esra itself, l'choyer there's no Shechina, and l'choyer there's no din that you're disturbing his kavanah, the Indian not to disturb kavanah from somebody who's davening is somebody who's davening Shemoin Esra, not somebody saying some parts that isn't Shemoin Esra. So l'chore, these shailas depend very much on what Hashem Sfasa Tiftach is. So the Bialocha's approach towards Hashem Sfasa Tiftach, as we said, was that it's really Shemoin Esra itself, He would have thought it's ma'akev for somebody who didn't say it should go back. Nevertheless, says the Bi'alocha, Hayois, I see that the Gemara compares it to Ashkevenus, I see it's not ma'akev. Ramosha has an approach that comes from the other side. Ramosha says, the Avada, Hashem Svasai Tiftach, Ramosha writes in the Gisamosha, is not the Shemoneh Esra itself. Hashem Svasai Tiftach is not Shemoneh Esra itself. The Shemoneh Esra, and there's an introduction to Shemoneh Esra, which is Hashem Svasai Tiftach. Hashem Svasai Tiftach, Chazal said, you should do it for your Shemoneh Esra, but it's not the Shemoneh Esra itself. He says it has to be that way around, it's not the Shemoneh Esra itself, because the Gemara says the Ashkivenu is part of the Bechas HaGeula, and the Gemara compares all of them together, Ashkivenu and Hashem Svasai Tiftach, and Ashkivenu Zichah, not part of the Bechas Krishma. So to Hashem Svasai Tiftach is not part of the Shemoneh Esra. However, says Reb Moshe, and here he argues on the Bi'alocha, even though it's not part of Shemoneh Esra, but since Chazal came along and made a takana that you must say Hashem Svasai Tiftach before Shemoneh Esra, says Reb Moshe, now Chazal said that even though it's not part of Shemoneh Esra, but they said say it before Shemoneh Esra, it's got all dinim of Shemoneh Esra. And Reb Moshe says, halacha lemaisa, if a person says Krishma, says Shemoneh Esra, and forgot Hashem Svasai Tiftach, you should go back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esra and read daven in the Shemoneh Esra. Even though the Be'alocha says you forget Hashem Svasai Tiftach, you don't go back. Reb Moshe Feinstein and Gis Moshe is of the opinion that if a person doesn't say Hashem Svasai Tiftach, he goes back and says the Shemoneh Esra. How much does it mean according to Reb Moshe that it's part of Shemoneh Esra? Reb Moshe doesn't tell us. He says it's part of Shemoneh Esra that it's ma'akev. But does that mean that you're not allowed to be mafsik at all? Does that mean that you're not allowed to go connected to Amis Balel who's saying Hashem Svasai Tiftach? Does that mean that it's got all the chayim of dinim of Shemoneh Esra? Reb Moshe doesn't tell us. But one thing one does see is that both the Be'alocha says that Hashem Svasai Tiftach is part of Shemoneh Esra to start off with. That's the Be'alocha. And he has a right, it's not ma'akev. And Reb Moshe says the other way around. Min Asmar, it's not part of Shemoneh Esra. But because Chazal said that one has to say it, it's ma'akev. And now it becomes part of Shemoneh Esra. How much becomes part of Shemoneh Esra, Moshe doesn't tell us. No, that's the spitz of Chazal saying that I have to do it. A lot of times you see Chazal give dinim. Chazal said they don't want their dinim to be secondary towards the ikar dinim of an halacha. They added on a teva meitiv to Birkas HaMazon. A teva meitiv isn't got the same halachas of the rest of Birkas HaMazon, but because they didn't want it to be the main three brachas, and Chazal came with a different takana, they said that ma'akev certain dinim, they gave it the same as the main bracha, in order they shouldn't be second in line, secondary to the main thing. But it doesn't mean it's got the same chayma, it doesn't mean it's Shemoneh Esra at the end of the day. Ramosha's look on, he views Hashem Svasai Tiftach Hasanah, which is not part of Shemoneh Esra. That's how he looks at Hashem Svasai Tiftach. Chazal didn't want Hashem Svasai Tiftach to be no shaykhus to Shemoneh Esra and just the introduction. Therefore, they said it says Ramosha, it's mustaba that Chazal held its ma'akev and you have to go back if you didn't say it. But does that mean it's got all the chayma of Shemoneh Esra? You don't have to be masik, you can't answer Minya Shemra, but all these things, perhaps according to Ramosha, it hasn't got the same chayma. It's not shchina, it hasn't started. Chazal didn't say the Shemoneh Esra started when he said Hashem Svasai Tiftach. Hashem Svasai Tiftach continued. L'chore not. Ben Moshe has a tshuva, he says that all those people who start the other way around, they start Hashem Svasai Tiftach whilst they're doing the three steps. He said, whatever you're going to learn, what Hashem Svasai Tiftach is, of Zicha, the tzura is, you say it at the beginning of your Shemoneh Esra. You see, people do Hashem Svasai Tiftach while they're doing it, that's a vada wrong. You're supposed to be in that. You're supposed to be in the position, if a person doesn't do his three steps before Shemoneh Esra, it's not ma'akev. So if we see a shtark etzat in the poskim, the Hashem Svasai Tiftach is the beginning of your Shemoneh Esra, so l'chaira, it's not worse off than the person started the Shemoneh Esra without saying Hashem Svasai Tiftach, he doesn't go back. Therefore, if we start Hashem Svasai Tiftach and hasn't done his three steps, it also doesn't go back. You continue Shemoneh Esra from your Hashem Svasai Tiftach. It has to be mentioned that the Ben Ishchai and the Chavos Yoy both hold a chiddush. They hold that a person says Hashem Svasai Tiftach, and the Ben Ishchai holds even more. A person started Baruch Ato Hashem, and then he has Kedusha, he has Kaddish, he has to answer for. Ben Ishchai says, if you say Hashem Svasai Tiftach, and then you hear Kaddish and Kedusha, answer, and restart your Shemoneh Esra, says the Ben Ishchai. Ben Ishchai declares, Ad Kedei Kach, that a person says Baruch Ato Hashem of Shemoneh Esra, and then he hears Kaddish and Kedusha, says the Ben Ishchai, that you should say maybe Baruch Ata Hashem, finish off Lamdeinu Chukecha, answer Kedusha, and then restart your Shemoneh Esra later on. So you got Hesed Goel Yisrael, which is not Ma'akev. It's a Lechatchila. You should say Goel Yisrael, but it's not Ma'akev. Lechatchila. It's only Lechatchila. The Ben Ishchai is of the opinion that every time, even in Shem, doesn't mean the Ben Ishchai meant to say that Hashem is Svasa Titoch is in the beginning of Shemin Esra. It's only that the Ben Ishchai held, even in the middle of Shemin Esra, a person, if it's Letzerich, the Tfilah, Letzerich Kedusha, Letzerich in Yonit Tfilah, also has a right to stop Shemin Esra and answer and restart from the beginning. Mishneh Berurah doesn't pass like that. Mishneh Berurah passes that a person says Hashem is Svasa Titoch. That's clear in the Mishneh Berurah, not over here in Simon Kuf Yudalev. That's early in the Mishneh Berurah and Simon Samach Vov. Mishneh Berurah says that if a person starts Hashem, he doesn't answer to anything. The dinim of being mafsik is clear in Mishneh Berurah held. Hashem Svasai Tiftoch, you don't answer Omein, you don't answer Amin Yeshua Rabba, Kedusha, everything is exactly the same as Shemoin Esra itself. So we who usually follow the rulings of the Mishneh Berurah, Avada, if a person says Hashem Svasai Tiftoch, he can't answer anything. That's not the Shaila. The Shaila is only whether he's got a right to say that I'm going to stop my Shemoin Esra and Daven Mariv, in the case this person was the Daven Mariv in a minyan from the beginning, and then restart Mashma at a later stage. That's the Shaila and Lechoira, which would be Mashma from the Bialocha and from the way Ramosh holds Avada, that's got a din of Shemin Esra yourself, itself. Hashem Svasai Tiftoch is the beginning of the Shemin Esra. The Shaila is only what Choyme it has, and whether you're allowed to pass Pap in front and Negedam Mesbalal. About Avada, if a person starts Hashem Svasai Tiftoch Ledina, the Halacha is, according to Shittas Mishneh Berurah, that person hasn't got the right to say, I'm going to stop my Shemin Esra, the person has to continue Shemin Esra. Certain bottom midrashim have a minik that is Hashem Svasai Tiftoch loud. Mishneh Berurah says Hashem Svasai Tiftoch is said quietly. Makor is the Mogen Avrom, that one says it quietly, Hashem Svasai Tiftoch. If anybody's davened in Hanof, in the Besmedrash of Ramosh Steinbuch, Beskenes Sagro, see the note that the Chazan starts, Chazor Sashatz, loud, Hashem Svasai Tiftoch, the Chazan says it loudly. It's not so clear why Hashem Svasai Tiftoch is said quietly. Hashem Svasai Tiftoch is said quietly, but Be'alocha, when he says that it can't be Hashem Svasai Tiftoch, is Ma'akiv, he brings a raya. He says, because the person says, Chazor Sashatz, the Chazan says it quietly, the Hashem Svasai Tiftoch, and says, Be'alocha, if Hashem Svasai Tiftoch would be ma'akiv, so the person listening to Shemin Esra wouldn't hear the Hashem Svasai Tiftoch. How can be it? Elamah Hashem Svasai Tiftoch isn't ma'akiv. That's the Be'alocha's raya. But why taka? Why don't you say it loud? So Pash, just the reason is, that it doesn't say it loud, is because the Hashem Svasai Tiftoch is the Hachana for the Shemin Esra, for the person who's davening Shemin Esra. So the person who's not davening Shemin Esra, even though he's being yotze the Shemin Esra from somebody else, Shemin Ha'Koina, but he's not actually saying the Tefillah himself. Hashem Svasai Tiftoch is a Tefillah and a Bakosha for Kavona for a person who's davening Shemin Esra. The person who's saying the Tefillah, he has to say Hashem Svasai Tiftoch. If I'm listening Shemin Ha'Koina, I'm yotze the Shemin Esra, but I'm not actually saying the words myself. And the Hashem Svasai Tiftoch was a kavana for the person who's saying it himself. That's the pashtus, what the Be'alocha means to say, why it's not ma'akev. However, says Ramosh Shtembuch, that is matmiya, why one doesn't say it loud. And Bnei Brak was a yid, Reb Shruya, Reb Shudvlosky, a yid, was nifta not so long ago, Geist Am Chochem, and his besmedish, they also said that they say it loud, Hashem Svasai Tiftoch. We go to a place, you hear sometimes people say it loud. Mogen Avraham says not to say it loud. It's not clear what the Makoi, why one doesn't say it loud. There are bottom midrashim that do say it loud. So Emich Gula Litfila, which the Gemara says, it's not a mafsik. A person says Gula, and after starts Shemin Esra, and a person's not allowed to be mafsik at all, says the Gemara, Hashem Svasai Tiftoch isn't considered mafsik, because a person needs it for part of his Shemin Esra, and therefore his Ketfila Richtadamya. What's the halacha if a person didn't say Gula? For example, he came late to Shemin Esra, this case of Mariv, a person came in and he missed the first part of Shemin Esra, of Tfilas Mariv, and he wants to join the Tzibur for Tfilah B'Tzibur Shemin Esra. Is he allowed to, is he mechuyev to say a pasuk of Gula before Shemin Esra, or is he not mechuyev to say a pasuk of Gula before Shemin Esra? Svara says that Seimach Gula L'Tfila, Karasimach Gula L'Tfila is maybe Gula L'Olam, is lav dafke the Brichas Gula. The Seimach Gula L'Tfila means a person says, in Yonei Gula, that should be good enough. So a person comes late to Shemin Esra, to the Smedrash, and he davens Mariv, Shemin Esra, together with the Tzibur, and is going to be Mashlim afterwards, the Amayiv Arovim and the rest of the Bichas Krishma, L'choyre min Asvoro, one would think that the right thing to do is to say a Pasuk of Geula, whatever the Pasuk of Geula may be, and to start your Shemin Esra. Because no din dafka to say the Bichas Geula, L'choyre would be good enough to say any Pasuk of Geula. However, L'alocha is mashma, that's not, that's the L'alocha is incorrect. The din is, one only says the Takana of Chazal was to be Semech Geula Tefillah means Beches Geula that Chazal will Masakel. And a person hasn't got an option himself to choose a Pasuk of Geula. It's either the Geula that Chazal said in the form of a Bracha or nothing. Because the Ramah says that if a person has to be Mafsik in Tefillah, then you should try and do it before the last bracha, Beches Kishma, in order to be Masmech Geula Letzfilah. Why in order to be Masmech Geula Letzfilah? Say Ashkiveinu, say Bacha Shamalim, say what you have to do, and say a Pasuk by itself. And Lo Matzinu, that there anybody in the Pasuk say Shulchan Aruch, to say a Pasuk by itself. V'chein, if a Chazan states in Halacha, the Halacha says that if a person comes to the Besamedrash, and there's a Tzibah who needs a Chazos Hashat, even though he hasn't said Beches Kirishma beforehand, but the Eved is allowed to be the Chazan for Chazor Sashatz. Even though he didn't say any Geula beforehand, but the Eved is allowed to be Chazan, even though he didn't say a Quiet Shema Esra, and even though he didn't say any Brachas beforehand. But Halacha doesn't mention that a person should say a Pasuk of Geula before davening Yoshema Esra. Would seem that the Takana of Chazal, in order to be Masmich Geula Letfila, is only Geula Tfula Letfila, which Chazal were Masakin. Goal Yisrael, in the morning, the Geula in the morning, or like we say before, Shachar Shemin Esra, that's what the Takana is in order to be Masmech Geula Tefillah. Saying something which isn't the Geula, the Chazal were Masakin, a person can be Yotze and this din of Masmech Geula Tefillah. So Asher Al Kein, La'alocha, B'negiat Hashem Sosai Tiftach, Hashem Sosai Tiftach, a person has to be Mechaven in Hashem Sosai Tiftach, it's got Choyme of B'ma'akev, Hashem Sosai Tiftach, it's not Ma'akev, says the B'alocha, but the B'alocha only brings a riot, it's not Ma'akev, but it's got a din of Shemin Esra, it may even be a din that's also to be Lavel if Inam Espalol, when a person says Hashem Sosai Tiftach, a person has to be Noeg, the Dinim, and the Choyme of Shemin Esra, when he says it over there, and if a person starts Hashem Sosai Tiftach, he hasn't got the Yecholis anymore to decide whether or not he doesn't want to continue Shemin Esra. Hashem Sosai Tiftach is the beginning of Shemin Esra, and the person says it, even though he realizes later on, perhaps he should have it in a later minyan, perhaps it hasn't come, I'd say Beriches Krishma with the Zman Krishma at a later stage, no difference. If a person starts Hashem Sosai Tiftach, he has to be Noe Kechol Dine Chomer Shemin Esra. Hashem Ekro is an extra on top of Hashem Sosai Tiftach. What do we say that? Is that we just married?